Michelle Long, time for Daily Market Wrap this Tuesday, April 16, 2024. MSCI's Asia-Pac Index dropped the most in 3 months on Tuesday, with the region's currencies weakening against the U.S. dollar, and China's economic data further weighed on sentiment. While growth beat expectations in the first quarter, retail sales and industrial output data fell short of estimates. Here at home, Philippine shares suffered their largest sell-off for the year, with the index falling 2.4% to close at 64.04.
The local market is already on a 9-day losing streak, and the last time that I've seen this is in November 2016. So clearly, the local market is, it's under bearish sentiment, and the rise in the tensions in the Middle East, caused by Iran's attack of Israel. And investors are digesting this. Particularly, investors are digesting the possible risks if ever this tensions in the Middle East does escalate further. I mean, bottom line, if it does happen, of course we see upside risk to the prices of oil, and this of course is inflationary for us.
It's like trying to deal with a lying lover. All right. I mean, we've been promised this, we've been promised that, and it's all been lies. You look at, read my column today. I mean, we were 3 months ago, there was supposed to be six interest rate reductions in the U.S., equaling maybe as much as 150 basis points or more. And the latest thing is, well, maybe there'll be two reduction of interest rates. And if it's 38 basis points, that would be wonderful. We've been told here in the Philippines that that the wealth fund would invest in the local market and yada, yada, yada. Nothing's been done. I mean, like I said, it's like dealing with a lying lover. we've gotten lots of promises. The rising tide floats all boats and the hurricane sinks all boats. But there's always opportunities. And if there isn't opportunities, the wonderful thing about the stock market is nobody puts a gun to your head and forces you to buy.
In corporate stories, Alliance Global Group, the holding company of tycoon Andrew Tan, posts a record-breaking 30 billion peso net income for 2023, up 20% year-on-year despite higher inflation that pushed costs up. Net income attributable to parent also up 21% to 19.6 billion as consolidated revenues grew 15% to 211 billion pesos. Still in the earnings stream, Double Dragon, which just celebrated its 10th year listing anniversary, saw a rosy 2023 with its net income jumping over 23% year-on-year to nearly 16 billion pesos. Its total assets and equity also up around 16%, with its net debt-to-equity ratio one of the lowest among Philippine-listed companies. The firm expects stronger balance sheet this year after the merger of its subsidiary Hotel 101 Global with a U.S.-based JV SPAC is completed, paving the way for its NASDAQ listing, after which Hotel 101 will have an equity value of 130 billion pesos. Meanwhile, Century Properties Group capped its 2023 operations with a strong performance, reporting a consolidated net income after tax of 1.9 billion pesos, 32% higher than in 2022. Its revenues also grew by 14% to 12.7 billion pesos, driven by the sustained stronger contribution of its first home residential development platform. And Lester Hughes Frutas Holdings reports all-time high revenues for 2023 at 2.5 billion pesos, with growth broad-based across its subsidiaries, Balaini Frutas and Frutas Group, both of which delivered strong same-store sales growth and e-commerce expansion. Profit margins also expanded by 2 percentage points to 60.5% thanks to production efficiencies, price increases, and focus on higher margin product categories. In other news, Ayala Group's listed energy platform ASEN through its subsidiary ASEN Renewables International signs a $150 million green term loan facility with Sumitomo Mitsui Banking Corporation Singapore branch. The green term loan, with a tenure of 5 years, aims to advance its strategic expansion into several key international markets, including Australia. This marks the first partnership between ASEN and a financial institution, as ASEN aims to achieve 20 gigawatts of renewables by 2030. And finally, Prime Infrastructure, the 7-year-old infrastructure arm of Enrique Rizon, says, given macro uncertainties, its already delayed IPO is not likely to happen in the medium term.
No new timeline. There's not even certainty of an IPO. You know, there are many different ways to raise capital, so we're evaluating all the available options. We live in a very uncertain world combined with a very unpredictable rate market. It's very difficult to decide what the best path forward is.
Its president and CEO adds, many of their big ticket long gestation projects are about to turn in profits.
The 7 years is when the company was set up. As you can imagine, these things are very long in the making, very long gestation period, as you rightly pointed out. So Wawa, which is our bulk water supply project, again, the main dam was completed at the end of March. We actually will be starting what we call the controlled impounding, filling up the reservoir in May. We will be generating cash at the end of 2025, which is when our offtake agreement starts. The waste side, we're already generating cash in Cebu, and we'll be building a new facility that will be inaugurated here in a couple of weeks in Pampanga to treat large-scale volume waste, 3,000 tons per day.
And that is it for today's Market Edge. Don't forget to hit the follow button for the latest market action in the Philippines.